This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks.
Let's actually just do this really quick so you guys understand, because you all need to know how to lock it open to make sure that it's unloaded. So now go ahead and let go.
There's no doubt about it. Alaskans like their guns. But there's only so much you can do with a gun without bullets. And this past year, those have been harder than ever to come by.
So you keep pressure on this while you're pulling back, and you can kind of feel it kind of latch in there.
Alaska and the rest of the U.S. are deep in an ammunition shortage, likely due to a confluence of current events and production setbacks. It's impacted businesses like Brenda Treffrens. She runs the firearms training company Majority Arms out of Sterling.
So if we don't have ammo, we don't have students. So it's pretty serious for us.
People following the firearm industry, like Michael Modrell, say the shortage has a lot to do with the unrest of the last year. Modrell manages Soldotna Ammo Supply on Cay Beach Road. He says gun stores saw spikes in gun and ammo sales when COVID-19 first came to the U.S. last March. But that uptick was pretty minor in Alaska.
So it was fine up until closer to the election.
He says more people came in to get guns and ammunition during the Black Lives Matter protests in the lower 48. And then it happened again before the November election. There's always an uptick in firearm and ammo sales around elections, but this one was next level and bipartisan.
Well, I heard both sides. I knew people who got into guns because they assumed Trump was going to win, and they felt their side was going to be further marginalized. And then other people bought guns because they thought, you know, that Trump might not win. And then if a Democrat got in, it'd be harder for them to get guns and ammo.
Modrell says the rush slowed after the election, but smaller political changes, too, can trigger sales. Like this spring, when President Joe Biden nominated a gun control advocate to a top role in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Even a law change in another state, like California, might send people in.
We hear a lot of conversations in here. This place kind of works like people come in to talk to a bartender. But it's almost always political.
It's a vicious cycle, too, since people are more likely to go buy more ammo when shelves are short.
The toilet paper thing all over again.
Another snag has come from the chain of production. That was especially true in the early days of the pandemic, as manufacturers shut down or adjusted their operations to be COVID safe. Now, a lot of the bigger companies are back to business as usual, but there are still other parts of the process that may be on hold, including something as benign as the plastic inserts that go inside the ammunition boxes.
Everything kind of gets backed up to whatever the slowest producer is.
Treffrin says she's seen more ammunition malfunctions than usual. That makes her think companies are trying to churn out as much ammo as they can, as quickly as they can. The whole thing has made things harder on Treffrin's business. She says she's had to pare down her classes.
We've taken our ladies-only class from 350 rounds to 200 rounds, which has been a challenge because you really need to shoot those rounds to get comfortable and confident with your firearm.
Soldotna Ammo has limited sales to 5 boxes per customer.
I think at this point we have something about, we have about $2 million on back order. And we've had orders we've had in place since the beginning of the year or last year. And then we've had some vendors that have completely canceled our order, and they stopped selling to vendors, and they're only selling on the consumer sites because they can't keep up with their own demand.
Modrell says that's especially hard up here, since a lot of companies don't ship to Alaska. It's impossible to know when the shortage will cease. Modrell says the closest he's seen to a shortage like this was after 9/11.
But for the most part, everybody who was panic buying then were people who already own guns or were already kind of into that lifestyle.
This time, a lot of customers are new gun owners, mostly buying firearms for self-defense. Treffrin says she's heard things are supposed to level out by November or December. For now, she says students are bringing their own ammo to her classes.
With me living in Nikiski, it's hard for me to get to town all the time, so my students are really taking very good care of me and grabbing ammo when they can.
That ammo will have to do for now. There's not much shooting that can happen without it.
What?
And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.